Made out of wood, 80 feet tall, gears and wheels and bearing bones bottom. Made out of steel, 100 yards around, glass and grates in the sky to the ground bottom. Made out of lead, heavy as a ton, powder pounding, boulder gun bottom. Made out of iron, solid and cold, lives to be a century old bottom.
Welcome back to The Roundtable. I'm Sarah LeDuc. Futurity is an original indie rock musical by The Lisps, a Brooklyn-based assemblage of 21st century theater-prone indie rockers. With a theatrically staged song cycle, Futurity fuses found text, experimental music, and The Lisps' own brand of quirky pop to tell the story of a Union soldier in the Civil War who is an aspiring inventor. The Lisps bring Futurity to Club B10 at Mass Mocha in North Adams, Massachusetts this coming Saturday, April 27th at 8 p.m. Here now to tell us more are Cesar Alvarez and Sammy Tunis. Founders of the Lisps, Sammy plays percussion and melodica and portrays Ada Lovelace in Futurity. Cesar plays guitar, portrays the main character Julian, and conceived of and wrote the show. Cesar Alvarez and Sammy Tunis, welcome to the Roundtable.
Thank you.
Hi.
Before we talk about Futurity specifically, give us the brief backstory of the Lisps, of the band.
Cesar and I met at Oberlin College in 1999 or something. We were sort of friends, and then I'm a year older. We graduated. We ran into each other in New York about a year after we graduated. We started a romantic relationship, and then very soon after started a band. So we were a couple in a band together for, I guess we were together about 3.5-4 years, and then broke up, but the band stayed together. We lived in this crazy loft in the South Bronx, and that's sort of where we started. And we had our upstairs neighbor, you know, was a guitar player, and my childhood friend was our drummer. We've been together since 2004 or so as a band, and our current band, our drummer Eric Farber, has been in the band for about 5 years, I guess. And we had a different bass player for a while, and now we have our current bass player we've been with for like 2 years.
So we were a couple band turned ex-band, and throughout our history been conning our friends into joining our band, and then eventually we kind of became an actual band. At the beginning, it was sort of like we were like, wouldn't it be funny if we were a band, and that hypothetical band could be called the Lisps, and it eventually turned into an actual band.
Before we talk about like the process by which you created the show, tell us, for listeners who aren't familiar with it yet, the synopsis of the story of the play.
Sure. It's a musical about a Civil War soldier who is trying to invent a steam-powered mechanical brain that, with its vast intelligence, will solve all of humanity's problems, including for him the most pressing problem, which is the Civil War itself. And it's also a little bit of a story about a band trying to tell a story. The inventor, or the soldier, Julian Monroe, engages in a correspondence with Ada Lovelace, who is a famous metaphysician and mathematician in England, and also Lord Byron's daughter, and who is an actual historical figure. And so through this sort of unlikely correspondence through time and space, they imagine this utopic artificial intelligence.
And now the big question of where did the idea for that story, for the show, come from? How did the couple duo that became a band that did a concept album show?
The idea sort of leapt out of my brain like a weird goblin in this strange moment as I was driving down the highway in Virginia, which was just basically the idea of I was contemplating the Civil War and looking at these forests along the side of the highway, thinking about soldiers there. And I just had the thought, I wonder if any of those soldiers was ever into science fiction, which then made me think, well, wait a second, science fiction really was coming around at that time with Jules Verne, and Mary Shelley had already written Frankenstein. And that single moment, that single thought led me to an investigation, which ultimately led me to start writing this musical. And I came to the band and I said, hey guys, I want to write this musical. There was some trepidation, but eventually they kind of joined this really unlikely and bizarre process of converting our band into a sort of theatrical project. So, I like to think that we exist in a totally in-between space between the worlds of theater and music, and even maybe performance art.
And we always have, too. I mean, well before we started working on the musical, I mean, people had been telling us for years that our songs sounded like they came from a musical that didn't really exist yet. And we've always been a very theatrical band. That's always been, like, a really important part of our live shows. You know, we're not just a band that just, like, shows up in, like, jeans and a t-shirt and plays, you know, a show staring at the ground or something and then leaves. So what we're wearing and sort of like having a narrative to our shows has always been pretty important.
We were always trying to bring high concept to our shows. And I don't think we ever successfully did it until Futurity. We started really kind of jumping the shark in a way that I think actually was really exciting to audiences.
Now, I love musical theater. I'm a musical theater fan in the most sincere and cheesy way. But
me
there
too.
Is sort of a stigma against it. I was going to ask if both of you celebrate it sincerely, generally, or if parts of it work for this project. Or
Sammy has an authentic love for musicals.
It's a really interesting topic for us because I was an actor long before I started this band, and I love musical theater so much. I'm not a musical theater actor even, but I just grew up loving musicals and going to musicals. My mother loves musicals. So when Cesar started writing the musical and we started collaborating, I was, I think, very concerned that the form wasn't like pure. It wasn't like a pure musical theater form. And that was something I was like very concerned about and made me really nervous because especially when we started working on it, the music didn't really like push the narrative along, and that was something that gave me a lot of anxiety. They sort of existed on like a parallel plane, the narrative and the music. And the more we started working on it, the more I began to really love that aspect of our show, and it's something that I feel really strong about now, is that I don't think it is always necessary, you know, for the music to push a narrative forward. I think that I love the fact that in our show they sort of exist separately and together. And
part of her concern came out of the fact that when I started writing the musical, I sort of had this disdain for musicals, which was based on a stereotype that musicals have kind of been wrapped inside of. And so in a way, I was creating this anti-musical. And the more I wrote and the more I learned about musicals, the more I became fascinated with the musical as a form. And what I realized is that musicals have been genrefied. They've been turned into a stylistic approach, whereas really a musical is just a form. It's like a novel. It's just a very broad and open consideration about how you put songs in relationship to a story. And so what's exciting about what we're doing, I think, is we took a very outsider approach to the form of the musical. And like Sammy said, a lot of what we're doing doesn't show up as conventional musical theater. But I think that's great. And I think we're kind of basically Futurity kind of looks like a musical put on by people that don't really put on musicals. And I think that's always been the idea. Also, it's been the idea that it's a musical for people that don't necessarily like musicals, because that was me when I started writing it. Now I've really kind of gotten
now Cesar is like more obsessed with musicals, I think, than any of us. It's, you know, when people would ask us this question, you know, years ago, Cesar would say, you know, I hate musicals, and that's why I wanted to write this show, because I hate musicals and I wanted to write a musical that I liked. And I would say, like, how can you hate musicals? Like, you've never even seen a musical. You know, like, have you ever watched Stephen Sondheim? Have you ever listened to this or this or this?
But I'm a complete musical theater nerd. Yeah. And I read his book. It's great. So,
welcome to the fold.
Yeah. And I feel like I've been able to parse out what I really love about about the form and what I wasn't that interested in creatively. And then, you know, I continue to work now on a variety of projects in that world that are allowing me to be authentic as a composer, but also, you know, use this kind of revered and quintessentially American form.
You guys ran a Kickstarter campaign to produce an album on CD and vinyl, and of course digital format, because how could you get away with not doing a digital format of the futurity of the band doing the songs? But I know musicals, any play, straight or musical, goes through a lot of changes as it gets on stage, as it gets on different stages. Is it different now than the recording that people have?
Oh my God,
it's
yeah.
It's so different.
Yeah. The minute we recorded it, it was no longer the definitive version. But
we knew that was going to happen.
Yeah,
but
we knew. And actually, in the studio, we were having a conversation like, I know we did it like this and this show and like this at that show, but I think on the album we should do it this way because it's an album. And we completely let go of the idea of it being a cast album. We really wanted it just to be a concept album. So when you go to the live show, you're going to get something a little different. But when you see when you listen to the concept album, it's really its own thing in a way. You know, maybe one day in years from now, when there's a definitive version of Futurity, that is, maybe we will actually want to do a cast album because it'll be so different. I mean, there's already at Mass Mocha, we're going to do two songs that aren't on the album that we're just newly have written. And so I'm sure that that's going to continue to happen. And that's part of what's fun about it is when you have a band that's writing a musical, it evolves in the way that, you know, it doesn't get frozen necessarily in the way that we're used to in theater. And so we like to think of the album as its own document and its own piece of work aside from the musical in a way.
How did it happen that you guys are coming to Mass Mocha?
We played a show at 92YT, which is 92nd Street Y in Tribeca, New York. And I think one of the programmers there saw the show and was really felt like it made sense to bring up there. And really what we're doing is a theater piece that's coming out of the art world and that's coming out of the music world. And it was a co-commission of the Walker Center, which is a contemporary art center. And our favorite frame for this piece is the contemporary art world, because it helps us escape the kind of the orthodoxies of the music world and the orthodoxies of the theater world in this wonderful way where we get to show up as exactly what we are rather than showing up as some sort of musical that isn't quite a musical or some sort of rock show that isn't quite a rock show. And so we're just so excited to be at Mass Mocha.
Yeah, I think also just from the first show of Futurity that we ever did, we've gotten so much support continuously from like the visual art community, more so than any other community, I feel like.
Well, the theater community is starting to be really nice to us.
Yeah, of course. But I think from the very beginning, it was really like, Cesar's professors at Bard and Philip Byther from the Walker Center who were just so on board with us from the very beginning.
Yeah, people that are working in the world of contemporary performance really got the piece immediately. We felt like being at Mass Mocha was such a great opportunity to do an experiment. And essentially, you know, we got to do a run of the piece at ART and Walker, and there's lots of stuff that we thought worked and lots of stuff we felt like we could have done better. And so actually at Mass Mocha, we're trying out a totally different version of the script with new songs, and we're just really taking a leap, trying some new things with the piece. And so what's exciting about Mass Mocha is that there's going to be a version of the piece there that will never show up again and has never shown up before. So we decided to take the opportunity of being in this center to kind of do something outside of our comfort zone, which is really exciting. So that, because it really is existing in this in-between world, and I think we've been really trying to hold on to that. And it was so exciting to do it at a regional theater at ART, where we got to kind of hold ourselves up to this incredible theater. And then we got to go across the country to Walker Arts Center, which is this monumental contemporary arts center, and put ourselves in relationship to that. And the piece showed up completely different in mm-hmm. those two contexts.
Yeah.
And I'm so happy that we get to swing between those worlds, because people really are always trying to pigeonhole you into one scene, right? And I think as a band, we've always wanted to escape that because we never really, we weren't ever that cool, you know?
Yeah, I mean, we
in any scene.
We never really, you know, yeah, like we've never been like the cool, you know, indie rock band in New York.
We've been like the dorky kids that are opening for the cool indie rock band in New York.
Well, I mean, there's not a lot of competition down there anyway.
Right. Yeah, nobody has a band in Brooklyn. It's like, it's really odd.
Futurity will be in Club B10 at Mass Mocha on April 27th at 8 p.m. Thank you guys so much for speaking with me.
Thank you.
Have a blast at Mass Mocha.
Thank you.
Futurity, an original indie rock musical by The Lisps, will be at Club B10 at Mass Mocha on Saturday, April 27th at 8 p.m. To learn more, visit massmocha.org. The band's website is thelisps.com. I'm Sarah LaDuke, and you're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.